little Torah. Okay, Daf Lamed Vav Halacha Beis. So we've got a bidding war here, right? They're bidding on the redemption of food.
I'm sorry, tell me you're getting one page.
136A2. Balbai says to Sela, and someone else says a Sela, so it's not much of a bidding war. Both bidding the same price. Who wins? Balbai wins. Balbai is card. Why? It's a very simple calculation. I'm going to add a fifth to what I'm bidding, so Maisav Sheni will end up with more based on my bid. Now that's Lachar, a push of shot in the Mishnah. Balbai is a Sela. What? He has to add a fifth if he's going to pay for it himself. Yes. There are ways around it. There's a Myrim, there's a Haramba, which we discussed earlier. It's a Mishnah later on. We'll talk about it in a second. Baba Yisam Basala, Ve'echanam Basala, the Isser. How many Isarim are there in a Sala? He says over here. 24. Let's see here. Sorry. I think it's 96. Am I correct? A dinner, yeah, not here. He says it's 17. A sala is 4 dinarim. A dinner is 24 isarin. So, 4 times 24 is 96. So if I bid a sala and a dinner, I'm bidding 1/96th more than you. Okay? But you're going to have to add a fifth. So shouldn't you still win? Mishnah says no. The bidder wins. The outside bidder wins. Why? Because it says it explicitly why in the Mishnah. Nay, shuhu meisif al hakaren. He's adding to the principle. You would pay fifth more based on the din of the Torah that someone who pays, who's a baal bayis, has to pay an additional fifth. But that's a random.
But who benefits from that?
So you're asking a question, but Lamaisa Maisa Sheni is going to benefit from it, which is the Gemara asked that kasha. Let's hold off on the wait till we see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. Oh, goodness. Shalom. We're discussing a bidding war now. She came in the middle of the bidding war.
So
we've got someone else bidding a Sela and an Isser. You got the Baal Bayis bidding a Sela. Even though the Baal Bayis is going to have to add a fifth, the third party wins because he's Moisif al HaKaren. He adds to the principle. The principle of the matter is, that's the thing to remember. What is the main thing, the principle of the matter? HaPayda Maisa Sheni Shaloi Moisif al HaKamishi. So, Bein Shaloi, Bein Sheni Lamatana. So that's another halacha. The Mishnah ends with a zaitik halacha, that when the Baal Bayis adds a fifth, it doesn't matter whether he grew it in his own field or whether he was given it for Shalach Manas. He has this Maaser Sheni, and now he now owns it. If he wants to be potent, he has to add the fifth. Even if it's a matana. Okay, so that's a side halacha. So everybody asks the question. Everyone makes the final. So first things first. I took some notes here because I found a lot of the footnotes here very, very interesting. First of all, this halacha, there's an example here of he's bidding an Isser. Now, an Isser is, like we said, is 24 Isarim to a dinar. There are 4 dinarim to the Sela, and 96 Isarim to the Sela. How many putas are there in a Sela? I don't know exactly. How many Shemayna be Isser Hitalki? That's what we said in Gemara and Kedushin, right? The first Mishnah says that Makai Shasaisha with a puta. Is how much? It's echem mishminis b'isra'i talking. It's 1/8 of an isra. So that's 1/8 of the 1/96th, right? So 8 times 96 will tell you how many putas there are in a cella. How much is that? 96 times 8, you know? Huh? Come on. Let's see how quick you guys are.
784.
784? 768. Okay, close enough. 768 putas in a cella. So what happens if the other guy doesn't say an isser more? What if he says one puta more? 768th more than the owner. What?
Like at an auction.
What happens then? Does he also win? he wins also. So that's what the Rambam says. You're mechamen to the Rambam. The Rambam says that this is just an example. But the truth is, even if he bid one pruta more, he would also win because, again, he's moisif on the keren. And that's more significant than the chomesh. Okay? That's number one. That's the first interesting point. Second interesting point. He has a longer shmuz over here in A, where he's discussing the following question, and that is, can I redeem it against the owner's will? The owner's bidding one seller. I'm bidding a seller on a dinner. Can I bid and therefore win, so to speak, and therefore redeem it against your will? The owner, they're both here. They're both in front of us. So you can control what happens with my stuff. I grew the stuff, and you go ahead. Remember what's going to happen here. Whoever wins this bid, they get the tefuah, and they take the money and take that money and take it to Yerushalayim. So you're going to win the bid and take my stuff that I grew in my field?
It's not yours. If it's Mamon Hekdesh, you can.
Oh, so you're saying I'll love this now. So if you hold Mamon Gavoya, so it's not yours. Oh, that's what some say. Some say that the Mishnah is going only if you hold Mamon Gavoya, then it could be against your will. But if you hold that it's Mamon Hekdesh, what's the rule?
That's a problem.
Then what will be the rule? Could you bid against him against his will? So Chazanish says like this. Chazanish says that the rule is like this. The owner taka could control whether it's going to be redeemed or not. That you have total control of. You can decide, no one's redeeming this Meiser Sheni. I'm taking this Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. You can't tell me you have to redeem it. If I decide I want to redeem it, then we go to bid, right? This is a transaction which is, there was actually an introductory remark which I didn't talk about, but when you say
redeem it, are we talking in a case where he's poda the fruit onto money so he can take the money to Yerushalayim? Is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
That is what we're talking about. The number 15, he mentions that, remember, we just said in a previous mission that if the price is known, you assess it according to one person, and he uses that price, right? If it's unknown, you use three people, right? So what are we talking about over here? If we're talking about something where the price is known, why is someone else getting involved, right? All of a sudden, there's another person involved in redemption of Meiser Sheni. Where did that come from? It's a great question. I mean, I think it really goes to the core. The whole Mishnah makes no sense. We just learned that the only time that would be true, that you would have to get people involved, three other people, and we had two pshatim when we learned the Mishnah. Some said the three people were to assess it. Some people said that the three people were to bid, to have a bidding war with three people. So then what's this Mishnah talking about? It's talking about we didn't have three people to bid on. We're talking about a special case where we don't know what its value is, and we can't find three people to bid on it, so we're going to have a bidding war between the Baal Bas and a third party. That's unbelievable. You know, if you wouldn't have seen this footnote, you'd never know that's what we're talking about. Very interesting footnote. Okay, so we have a bunch of notes there. Okay, let's keep going. Now we're on 36A3. Now it's asking Shamsi's kasha. Vein chum shoy shalzeh merubo al tosfaso shalzeh. Frech the Gemara, the Pashita kasha on the Mishnah. How come the third party wins because he's moisif on the Karen? Who cares about the Karen? The end result is we'll have a fifth more if the owner wins. So what's going on over here? Amar Bavin shanyahi. That the owner's fifth is different than the third party's Karen in how. The owner can get out of it. We're going to learn later on. If you want to get out of it, I mentioned it earlier, then I can give you the money and say, Shamsi, you do me a favor. You go ahead and redeem the Maaser Sheni. I'll give you the money as a matana. You'll redeem the money, and we'll save a chomesh. This is a great deal. So this is a harama. So since it's possible for the owner to get out of the fifth, therefore the fifth
doesn't
have a chashivas.
He only gets out of it as a sort of a negative.
It's a haroma.
It's a haroma.
Not necessarily the greatest thing to do, but it's no iser. It's 100% mutter to do it l'chatchila. Nobody says you can't do it. L'chatchila, you could do that.
They don't give him shlishi
and Shabbos. They'll give him shlishi. They'll give him shishi even. But
is this a rule across the board, or if there's nobody else? Or if the guy is actually going to pay the chomesh.
Oh, very good. So on the bottom he says, in the second paragraph in the middle on 21, however, you see the word however? If the owner is prepared to redeem the produce on the spot, right? I got the money in hand right now. I've got my chomesh also in my hand. Here it is. So then the bid's surely going to take place. It's not going to be, like Gemara is saying, it's possible to get out of it with a haruma, but I'm ready to pay right now. So what does it say? His bid surely takes precedence. So he's saying a huge chiddush over here, that this whole din of the Mishnah, that the third party takes precedence because he's adding to the ikar, but that's only as long as the owner isn't ready to pay right now the extra fifth. For it is the one that is more beneficial to Maaser Sheni. That's what that Achron says. However, in the footnote in the box here, B, they say that if you take a look in the Bavli, it does not say this reason. The Bavli doesn't explain this halacha the way the Rishalmi does. It says the Bavli says that the fifth is not Choshev, right? The essential act of redemption is accomplished by the payment of principal, whereas the fifth added by the owner is merely an extra surcharge. Our main concern is to ensure the greatest possible payment of principal. The addition of the fifth, which merely increases the amount, is relatively unimportant to us. That is what the Gemara in Erechin says. Okay, Erechin 27b. So there you have a different approach to how you look at it. According to that approach, it won't make a difference whether the owner is ready to pay it a fifth right now or not. The fact is that fifth has no chashivas. We're not interested. It's not a financial decision. After Shukei Yushalayim Beperis, perhaps, maybe. Right. So, I don't know. I don't recall seeing
so
that.
So what is the purpose of the fifth?
The Chaimesh is because it's a Gzeres HaKosov that says that when it comes to things that have a certain Kedusha and you convert them to money, whether it's Hektish or whether it's Mais or Sheini, that you have to add a fifth.
There's no reason.
I don't know.
When you need change and you have money in the pushkar.
Because I'm trying to see the hashkafa behind the whole thing.
I don't really understand the hashkafa so well. It seems that there's a machlok is how to understand the hashkafa.
Not even the chaimish, what's the hashkafa of the pigeon then?
What do you mean?
There's a mitzvah to be pogged, right?
You do make a bracha when you do pinyin. That's before Shin Rama. When I'm paid that, whether I do it with money or whether I do it with Paris for Paris.
I don't have to be paid it.
You don't have to, but if you do it, you make a bracha.
It's like a convenience. So that's why I think the chaimish is the same thing. It's almost like the same.
What do you mean it's the same
thing?
The
pigeon didn't have to happen to begin with. He did the pigeon to get because he wanted to take the stuff to Israel.
Right.
It's easier. That's what the whole thing sounds like.
Right.
So to make it easier, so once you're doing that, then we have to. But neither of them are some sort of great mitzvah. I want to say that word. Neither of them seem to be any.
The fifth.
The system wouldn't work without it.
The Gemara here is saying that there's a haruma possible for the right. owner to get her right. out of the fifth. And therefore, it doesn't have the same chashivas, or, you know, it's not a sure thing, whereas this guy adding the isser to his bid is a sure thing, so therefore we'll take the sure thing. Sounds like Ein Sofek Mitzvah Devarei type thing. But
why is the guy who wants the bid, why is he doing it? It's not his stuff.
What's his angle?
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure.
He wants the food. He wants to make a bracha.
He wants the food, and he wants to have the mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim also. Okay, could be.
Isn't it different because he's adding to the principle as opposed to the chomish, which is not considered adding to the principle?
That's what the Mishnah says. But we were talking about the Yerushalmi asks a question right over here. The first opening Gemara is. It doesn't add up.
Yeah.
So the answer is because he can get out of it with a haruma, and we said it's a machlokas. I don't know if you heard all this. We said it's a machlokas. You heard all this? Okay.
I heard the end. Yeah.
You heard the end. So that'll be the question. Okay, let's go on. Rav Yaakov bar Idi v'shem Rav Simai kol ma'aser sheni shein v'kanoi. Shavar Pruta, Eino Moisef Chaimish. So the first, we're going to have two shitas here. One's going to be Rabbi Yaakov, and one's going to be Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so the first one is that if the Moisef Sheni is not worth a Pruta, you can't.
20% is zero.
You're not Moisef Chaimish. Yeah. You don't add a fifth if you don't. So you have to have at least four Prutos worth of Moisef Sheni. To be poda to add the fifth.
One cherry tomato.
Are you poda it without a fifth, or is it completely mufka from pinyon altogether? So Bavli, second paragraph 23. Bavli, Bav Metzia 53b, understands that if you don't have a value of a pruto, you can't redeem it at all. The view of the Yerushalmi is that it's only applies to the addition of the fifth, but you would be able to be part of it even though it doesn't have a fifth, right? So a little bit of a funny thing here. So is it possible or not possible? Okay. The second sheet, then now we're on the volume base. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Simon, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he says, "Kol ma'aser sheni she'ein b'chum shay shavar pruta, ein ma'aser chaimish." There, I don't know what I think I said something wrong before. Did I say before that you have to have has to be worth four prutas? That's this shita. You have to have ma'aser sheni has to be worth four prutas in order to be poded, because otherwise you won't have a fifth, right? Yeah, if you don't have if the fifth is not worth a pruta.
You can't go from 4 to 5.
Right.
Because it's nothing smaller than
right. That's correct.
The first case is if it's not with a prut at all itself.
Yeah. One who redeems Ma'aser Sheni that is worth less than 4 prutas would not be required to add a fifth. It sounds like you could be poda such a thing in this case. Previous case, it was a question whether you could be poda at all. I think in this case, that's not a question. Okay, let's go on. So, practically,
more. Different cases.
Right.
The second case is
less than 4. Right. Right. Exactly. Hasav Rabba Bar Mamel, Chamesh Prutas. There's a famous Mishnah about, where is that Mishnah? It says over here, Bav Metzia 55a. Okay? Now there's 5 Prutas. That means there's 5 examples where the shear is a Pruta. And he doesn't quote you the 5 examples. In the footnote, he does. Kedusha Yisha is a fifth. Mi'ila is a fifth. What else do you know? What else is it? Might have a mixas is a fifth. If you Shavas Aveda is a fifth, right? That's 4. And the fifth is if you steal property with a pruta and you deny it and you swear falsely, you have to return the stolen property to the owner himself. It says you have to go no matter what it costs. you got to go there. So it could cost you $1,000 to get to him because he's already flown the coop. Doesn't matter. You have to spend the money and return it to him. So anyway, so that's also a pruta. So these are five prutas which are in the Mishnah. And it doesn't have this pruta. We're saying now that in order for pidyon ma'aser sheni to be possible, the ma'aser sheni has to be with a pruta. What's it's missing from the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's kasha. The nisni sheish al daita d'Reb Simoi, according to the first shita that we said that you have to be with a pruta to be hode it should be six. Big karno shal ma'aser sheni shavar pruta. That's what it should have said. You have to be worth ma'aser sheni for a fifth. A pruta. Vishava, and it has you have a seventh case according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dr. Rabbi Yochanan. What is it? Because he says, Chum Shay Shal Maiser Sheni Shav Pruta, he has to be worth a fifth, right? The fifth has to be worth a chaymash. Well, the assumption is he would agree with the previous shita. V'ayit min hadon, we have another example. Don Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabban of Artan Chum Rabbu Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Kakanik Nim Poxim Shav Pruta, you can't buy karaka with less than a pruta. So that's also, why isn't that also in the Mishnah? Which it seems to be halacha just thrown in from left field. Anyway, these questions are unresolved. Tanya, Maisa Shen Shen Dovim Yiduin. What if you don't know, there's a possibility it's worth so little that the obligation of adding a fifth does not apply. It's you really have no idea what the value is. That you could say it and its fifth is redeemed on this sela. So what does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain this. We're talking about a sela where you already were poda. You're my sesheni on the sela. So I had a sela of my sesheni. I said, this is podoi on this sela. Now this sela is Kedusha's Maaser Sheni, right? Now I have Maaser Sheni here, a very small amount, my neuter now. I don't know what it's worth. It could be it's not even worth a pruta, right? So I can go ahead and be poda it and its chomesh on this sela. Why? Even though the sela is already filled, so to speak, because the Gemara says, E asher sholei heisham kulon kol shehein. We all know that, you know, it's not an exact science. You take your Maaser Sheni.
In the cella, it's
very possible that there's a little bit of chulin in there. So we'll rely on that small amount of chulin in this example. That's basically what it's saying. Amar Bi'achanan, Hekdesh Shepdoyo Yoyser Aldomov, if I have Hekdesh, which you were paid there more than it's worth, okay, so I have Hekdesh, it's worth $50. And I go ahead and I'm poded on $75. So the $75 is Kaddish. Whole $75. Tavas is HaKol. It's Tavas, the whole $75. Maaser Sheni Shepdoyo Yoyser Aldomov. What if you have the same thing? $50 worth of Maaser Sheni. And I take $75 and I'm poded on $75. Nothing doing. Lo Tavas is HaKol. It's only going to be Tavas $50. You can't add... You can't expand on the Kedushas Maaser Sheni. It only covers what it is, and no more. More asked, Ma Ben Hekdesh, Ma Ben Maaser Sheni. What is the difference? So Amar Abimi, so he says the difference. So Ken Adam Matzei Liyos Marba Ben Hekdesho. Often a person will go ahead and sanctify more money than necessary when redeeming Maaser Sheni. Happens all the time. I go ahead and let's say we're buying. I want to pay Shomei for one of the Gemaras that Chaim brings in. The Chaim says it's $23. I say, here's $25. Keep the change.
That's a Maaser. You're talking using that for Maaser Sheni or for Hekdesh?
Hekdesh.
Okay,
whatever it is. Okay, we're talking about the Hekdesh example.
Money.
A person is marbe on Hekdesh.
On
a regular basis, he'll throw a little extra money because he's throwing it at Hekdesh. I'm not going to lose, you know. So it's a donation, basically, right? So, but Maaser Enkin, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, you're only going to do what you have to do.
Because you're schlepping a few shalayim. You don't want to schlep extra.
Nah, I don't think that's the reason. I think it's because.
He says it. You know?
That's what he says the reason? Yeah. Tell me the reason again.
you don't want to think, you don't want to bring extra money.
You don't want to hop that you're pulling. You don't want to bring extra money, so therefore you're going to be more precise.
You spent all that time worrying about transferring to bigger coin.
Yes.
We're talking about coins. We're talking about weight.
But instead of using the Hebrew rod scroll, he would know that.
I feel terrible now. I don't know where to hide.
Footnote says it's going to discuss it. Or it's going to discuss it.
Yeah?
Number 14.
Number 14? Gemara will discuss why the standard assumption is that people add, but not that Maaser Sheni. Okay. So let's go a little further. Oh, no. We're going to, we'll have to do that tomorrow. So that's it for today's daf. That's the bottom of 36. We'll start Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We'll see what the reason is behind this. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Shai.